What's going on, everybody? I wanted to talk about Johnny Depp and what's going on with him. I've been listening to a lot of these black men on YouTube, and I'm me, I'm who I am, and I can't try to be something other than who I really am. I really think that what's happening to Johnny Depp is absolutely disgusting. This is one of the reasons why in the black community people don't like to listen to us and hear us when we say how badly discriminated we are. How badly people discriminate against us, how we're treated in society. And you see a white person like Johnny Depp go through what he's going through, and you try to scream to him about racism and how we're treated and things like this, and his whole entire life is being displayed for everybody in the world to see. He is butt-ass naked out there. And yes, we can say it was because he chose to be with a girl like that. But what I see is a man that tried to make a relationship work with somebody that he had the hopes of that person changing. Relationships are hard. And I've heard many times where men like a woman that's a challenge. They like a woman that doesn't give up easily, doesn't give themselves up easily. They like a woman that is, that causes a little conflict and things like that. So women like the woman that Johnny Depp, is going through all this shit with. Kind of in a way I can say, well, this is what you wanted. So that's what you got. So fuck you. But I can't do that in this situation because I'm looking at this dude. I'm like, damn. She fucking your ass up. She got you in court. She didn't have you in court. How long has Johnny Depp been in court? Hold on, let me see how long he has been in court. Hold on one second. Let me see. He's suing her right now for 3 counts of defamation. I'm trying to find how many times. Hold on one second. Yeah, she married him in California. She gonna get so much money. This lady, oh my God. But this is a lesson learned for men to stop, to be more careful with these women that you're choosing out here. And don't get married in California. Shit. He paying for his decision, man. He can't. But he could walk out of this not wanting to be with another woman, though. I don't know how he can do it. I don't know how he does it. Damn, I was listening to some of his testimony. I'm gonna tell you what. Look, I'm gonna give it to you straight like this. This is how I feel. I'm supposed to be looking to see how long he's been in court. I'm not really concerned with that. Look, this is how I feel about it. When I see Johnny Depp, I'm going to always see 21 Jump Street. I don't give a fuck if that motherfucker is dead on a stretcher somewhere. I'm going to see 21 Jump Street, Johnny Depp. I ain't going to see nothing else. I am not going to see Jack Sparrow. I ain't going to see no other character that he played but that dude in 21 Jump Street. I was in love with that motherfucker. I was in love with him. Then when I went and did a little research on him, did a little bit of reading, I saw some things that, you know, may have been questionable. When he was younger, he did some things that were a little insensitive as far as my community. And I'm going to just leave it at that. But that was when he was younger. So I don't know what kind of man he is or what kind of person he is. I've heard that he has gotten men out of jail that were child molesters and shit like that. And they were proven to be guilty, but Johnny ended up getting them out of jail or something like that. I never went and did research on that. But from looking at him as a human being, I don't care about the dude and his personal life and what he's doing and shit like that. But just from a human aspect, and I hope a lot of people look at this and take a really deep look into how men can be treated. You know, a lot of people will brush this court case off as being, you know, that's white people's business, or he made the decision to be with her, so why are we talking about it? You know, you could just say a whole lot about it, but it's not about that. It is about the exposure of showing what men go through when they're in toxic relationships. Like, women, the court systems are for women and have been for women for a really long time when it comes to child support. Now, when we're talking about rape and all that shit, they still got a little cleaning up to do when it comes to that. Investigating these cases. Like, I saw a documentary one time where they had all of these rape kits that they never went through and never investigated the rapes and all this kind of stuff. But I think we need to tell the story about domestic violence and how it can happen to anybody. And it's not exclusive to women. When I see, and this is, I told y'all this about Will Smith. If it ever comes out, and this is one of the things in the black community that people don't like to do, is that we don't like to tell our business. Because we feel like we're giving ammunition to white people to continuously say bad things about us. So we, like Jada, would probably never show or record Will in ways that this lady has with Johnny Depp. Because, you know, of how it would look for her to do some shit like that. But then who knows? I mean, she's gone publicly and berated him in front of the world. So if they end up getting divorced and going to court for their divorce, then, you know, it could be pretty nasty. And she could, I mean, she's already shown us that she don't give a fuck about Will. She's already shown us that. Because you don't treat your man like that in front of everybody. Like, you don't do shit like that. So, you know, when I look at Will and I look at Johnny Depp and then my friend Josh Kloss, you know, he went through with Katy Perry showing his shit to everybody, you know, pulling his pants down and showing his shit in front of everybody. He kept it secret for 9 years, you know, didn't want to say anything. I think... I just drink all my water. I shouldn't have did that. I think that men are just getting a bad rap. And I think it's because men are running the world. And when it comes to a man, somebody feeling bad for them or whatever, it's like, oh, fuck you. Because, You know, you get to go and do whatever the fuck you want. Women can't wear what they want to wear. Men can go around bare chested and shit, and women can't. You know, women get discriminated against. They get paid less than men. All this creates a lot of fucking animosity. So then we're left with people, human beings, being treated like shit and nobody caring. So, like, if something happens to Amber Heard, I'm pretty sure nobody's going to give a fuck because what she's doing right now. But you look at Johnny and it's like, damn, did she really have to do dude like that? But it's not my business. That's their business that they're putting out there for the world to see. I just have sympathy on him as a man, not even as a white man, not just as a man. And I know that there are so many men that get abused like this. I've run into men. I've dated men that were abused before in relationships, and they couldn't connect with me because of how they were abused. You know, the things that these women did to them, it was really hard for them to connect with me and to understand how good of a person I was, you know, because I wasn't, I'm not crazy. I'm just plain. I'm ordinary. I'm regular. I'm very calm. And, you know, when I get excited about something, I'll start to, you know, get riled up or whatever, but it's not like I want to hit somebody or get violent or whatever, or just be really toxic, you know? So I have sympathy, big sympathy for him. I feel bad. I'm sorry that he's going through this. I'm sorry that Will's going through what he's going through. I'm sorry that Josh had to go through what he went through. But I think it's now time for men to just come out and talk about how they get abused too. And I don't think they need to be shown in a light of, well, you're acting like a woman, you're being feminine or whatever. But I think, you know, I think people need to be honest with each other out here. Because, you know, we're all trying to find love. We're all trying to figure out a way to get through this life. You know, whether you want to say it's healing or whatever the fuck you want to call it. People want to be accepted, cared for, and loved. That's it. That's all we all want. And we want it in our way. My phone. Health notification. I don't know why it does that. So, you know, that's all we want. And we want it in our own way with the person that we want it with. We don't want it with whoever you give us. You know, we want it with what we choose and what we're attracted to visually. Because, you know, some people are sight impaired, but sight impaired people are not stupid either. You know, I remember hearing somebody say that, Ray Charles would rub the wrists of women to see how big they were. You know, just because he was sight impaired did not mean that he didn't have his preferences, you know? So, I don't think people should be ridiculed for that. I don't think people should be put down for that. I think that people need to understand that when you look at something and you're attracted to it, that's, you know, I'm talking about adults. I ain't talking about just any old thing. Not children and not animals. No, I'm not with that shit. But, you know, when you're attracted, when you see a man and you look at him, you're like, ooh, I want to be with that. And this man over here is attracted to you and wants to be with you, but you're not attracted to that visually. And some women do give those dudes a chance. They're like, I want that. Or guys say girls want a bad boy. Well, let me tell you something. Bad boys, I used to go for that too a little bit. I can tell you why we go for bad boys, and that's because bad boys, you know, they really know how to throw down, and they do it, and they leave you sleeping, and you are, you know, and good boys are like, they're kind of like, some men who are really good to their women are a little bit too feminine. And a lot of women I don't think it's because the guy is bad. I think he's just had just that masculinity just really comes out. And when a lot of men are raised by their mothers, they take on a little bit of that femininity shit. And some of these women need to stay out their sons' faces so they don't pick that stuff up. But I think that's a lot of the issue for me with men is that some men are too girly. They do it's a little bit too gushy, some of the shit y'all do. And so it's like, I want you to be yourself. But you have to understand that some women just don't like to be treated by a man who has really feminine qualities. Now, not saying that every man that's raised by a woman is gonna be, you know, feminine, because my sons are not feminine in any way. But just saying that, you know, when we're throwing down and I don't want you to make sure that I'm comfortable and all that. Just fucking lay it down, dude. Stop getting permission for shit. Like, if we're in a relationship and you know I like it a particular way, I don't want you to be like all uncomfortable and shit with yourself. Get comfortable with laying it down. Like, get comfortable with that shit. Because, you know, if I wanted to be with a woman, I would be with a woman. I'm trying to be with a man. You know, I'm trying to show you that, look, this as a man, I don't like the throat shit. I'm not for that. There was this one guy. I don't like that shit. That's not for me. Role playing and all that kind of shit. No, but I prefer things where I know I'm with a man and it's going to be like, he going to take care of his business. He's not going to have to ask me all these fucking questions and shit. Like, women do that shit. Women are like, okay, so, you know, we write lists and all this kind of shit. And a man should just know automatically. And if you don't know, you need to go fucking learn somewhere, you know. You good guys out here. I think every man has a little bad in him. And if y'all dig in there and find that shit, you'd be good to go. You don't have to be. A bad guy is not a guy who treats a woman like shit. I think when I hear that, that's what I imagine. Sit down, get over here, do like I tell you to do, fix me something to eat. Then he goes out with his friends and does what he wants to do. And the woman's just sitting there. Oh, my man. No, I'm not like that. No, thank you. No, thank you, sir. It's just that when you're getting ready to lay it down, I don't need a whole lot of questions being asked. I need you to just do what you're going to fucking do. And, you know, because I've been with different men my age, mainly younger. I've been with more younger men than I have men my age or older. I haven't really been with older guys, because older guys talk about they need the pill to. And it's just like, damn, why can't y'all get y'all erectile shit together? Like, I can't hear all these excuses. I can't be on my knees. And so the older guys, the younger guys can lay it down. Then if you get an older guy that is into you and shit, and he, you know, don't need the pill, he just overdoes it, you know? And it's just like, oh my fucking God. Can I just get a dude that's comfortable with himself, that's okay with the skin that he's in, that knows, you know, it's really not that serious. It's really, really, really not that serious. So, yeah. So I'm done talking. I think I've said enough, but my heart goes out to Johnny Depp. I hope that he ends up getting some kind of something out of this. Like he said the other day, somebody posted a video up of him. I don't know if they still have it up, though. Let me see if I can find it. I downloaded the Twitter app begrudgingly. Somebody posted something about Johnny. I don't see if I can find it. A video that they put up. He said he'd have to go through this for the rest of it. I mean, he's going to be tainted. I mean, not tainted, but what's being done to him in front of the world has cast a shadow over his entire being. His legacy is always going to have this attached. You know, every interviewer, every person that he runs into, every time he goes anywhere, he's going to be reminded of this fucking court case. And it's sad. And I just want to say to people, please stop making it seem like women are these innocent little children out here. Just as she is destroying this man and tearing apart his entire manhood, she needs to suffer the consequences of her actions. But unfortunately, it's not going to happen like that, because men run the world and women are making them pay for it in very obscure ways. Johnny Depp is just the face on the dartboard of many women who are angry and upset. And these ladies, they know what they're doing. They're crafty. That's why you men out here gotta look out. You got to look out for these women. And if you are in Hollywood, you in California, and you talking about getting married, don't get married in California. Don't do it. Don't do it in a state where if you don't do a prenup, half of what she has is yours. Don't do that shit. If you find yourself in a mistake, get the fuck out of it. Don't make yourself stay in that shit just because you feel like you gotta just suffer. You know, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Get out of it. Get out of it. The quicker you get out of it, the less it's going to take, less time it's going to take for you to recover from that shit and be in a real relationship. You know. Feel bad for him, but, you know, that's life. That's life. We make choices and we have to deal with them, but, you know, just from the aspect of him being a man, it's so fucking sad to see him go through that shit. And then these women who get divorced from these men who are celebrities, and they be talking about their sex life and how, no, the man couldn't please the woman and all this old shit. Yo, it's just too much. It's too much. It's ridiculous. I don't want to blame the fact that I'm not with somebody on these women out here, but it definitely makes it hard for us, the women out here that are good women and that would treat their men well and that wouldn't go back and tell all of our secrets and their shortcomings and their faults and things like that. It's hard. It's hard being out here with that kind of thing looming around in the environment, especially with the Me Too movement. A lot of men were very afraid to date because of the Me Too movement. Or a lot of men were afraid to approach women. But, you know, if a man's a man, he's going to approach you. And if you're going to be receptive to it, be receptive to it. If you're not, then don't, you know. But these days, it's like everybody takes stuff to the next level. They just get stressed out and crazy over really stupid shit. Like, you know, men will probably see this shit going on with Johnny Depp and they'll probably take women through all these kinds of fucking hoops and shit to prove that they're not like Amber Heard. But you can never, you can't ever protect yourself from people like Amber Heard or like Jada Pinkett Smith. You'll never be able to protect yourself from people like that. They will always find a way in, no matter what the fuck you do. How many barriers you put up, how many walls you put up, what you say you're not going to do. It is not about the particular woman. There's no look to this type of woman. This type of woman comes in all shapes and sizes, and they can even be transgender. You just have to be willing that when you see the red flags, to fucking get away as quickly as possible. Now, if this shit happens to Johnny Depp again, that's his own fucking... I'm not going to feel bad for that motherfucker. Because I'm going to be like, look, bitch. You went through all this shit and you turn around. Look at your ass. Look at your ass. You didn't got yourself in another mess. Like Chris Brown. If Chris Brown got with another woman like Rihanna, I'd be like, nigga, you is a fool. What the hell is you doing fucking around with somebody like that? Like, come on, I can go on and on and on. Will and Jada. If Will marries another woman like Jada, nigga, you deserve whatever the fuck comes to you, and I am not even gonna look your way. You know? I don't have sympathy on people that do shit over and over and over again. Same shit. Y'all doing the same shit over and over again? I ain't got sympathy on that. No, but it looked like Chris done learned his lesson. He out here watching out, still having babies with the right women. He got some pretty babies. I'm so proud of him. And I hope Will gets out of that shit with Jada, because Jada ain't going to change. She ain't going to change. She going to be like that till she die. She is not going to fucking change. But I hope something has worked out to where Will is happy and at peace with himself. Because if he don't leave her, we can't say shit. But if she keeps fucking him up, then, you know, we just have to be like, look, dude, we tried to tell you. You didn't want to leave that. So, you know, we ain't got nothing for you over here. So, you know, you just got to be like, well, you know, it is what it is. You know, Johnny goes out and meets another little blonde girl that sweeps him off his feet and she ain't no good. Then, you know, we just have to be like, well, Johnny, you know, we saw you on TV. Your whole life was put out there on display and you was butt ass naked for everybody to see. And you didn't learn your lesson. So, hey, ain't nothing for us to say. You know, we're not tuning in to watch him get fucking massacred again. Well, I might just to laugh at his ass, laugh at his dumb ass, but that's about it. But I hope that these men are learning, you know. I hope Chris Brown is in Johnny Depp's ear, like, man, look, this is what you need to do, blah, 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 blah. I hope somebody up there is helping them. You know, I know y'all say that's probably white folks' business or whatever, but Johnny is a human being, and I think he deserves, you know, for somebody to have some sympathy for him. Because this lady, ooh, shit, she doing a job on his ass. All them recordings and shit she did. Ooh-wee. And that lawyer of hers trying to twist shit up. I'm like, motherfucker, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. I hope your paycheck is big. Because all this work you doing here, shit. All right, y'all. You guys take care. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. I appreciate you.